This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome to the new series of Shiurim for Sefer Bereishis. Very exciting to be back here. Bez Hashem, Hashem should give us Siyata D'Shmaya to have a year full of Limud HaTorah. The Shiurim on Sefer Bereishis are once again dedicated by Dr. Zakheim U'Mishpachta, Leo Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, Leo Nishmas Rivka Bas Tzvi Halevi, Rav Dov ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKohen. We thank the Zakheim family for again dedicating Sefer Bereishis. Tonight's year is dedicated as for Refuah Shleima for Malka Bas Dina. Also, for Shleima for Yehuda ben Esther. Hashem should send them for Shleima B'Kariv, B'Sarech Shar Chalei Yisrael. In terms of new Svarim, so by now I hope you have Tzipis Lo Yeshua. We've been talking about it for a while. If you don't have it yet, you could get it at better Svarim stores near you, or you could even get it for free. If you commit to learn it, my friend at marbitzetorah1@gmail.com has more copies available. So if you want to get a copy and learn it, email marbitzetorah1@gmail.com. BEITZETORAH 1@gmail.com. Yeah. Marbitzetorah. Well, we'll have to put it on. Maybe Gedalia will put it on the notes over here. Okay. Anyway, make sure you get Bereishis Lashon HaKodesh. If anybody wants to participate in upcoming volumes, we have in English, Bez Hashem, Chinuch Habanim for Art Scroll coming up. And we also have Bereishis Volume 2 and Davar Yafa Be'ita, connecting the Parshios to the time of the year. Okay? Parshios Noach. Here we go. First of all, a good chodesh, everyone. What is this chodesh? It's a big discussion what the name of this chodesh is. Is it Cheshvan? Is it Mar Cheshvan? And the question is, what does the word Cheshvan mean? What does the word Mar Cheshvan mean? Is it one word? Is it two words? So there's a sefer Shar HaChatzer, which was written originally anonymously, and then we discovered the author was somebody by the name of David ben Shimon. He's known as Hatsuf Devash, David ben Shimon. And he brings an opinion that the reason why it's called Mar Cheshvan is because it is the most chashuv of all the months. Like Mr., Mar means Mr., like Mr. President. You know, Mr. President. It's a sign of chashivas. You don't just say President, Mr. President to you. So it's not just Cheshvan, it's Mr. Cheshvan.
Wasn't Mar said or...
Let me continue, you know. I'm trying to start off on a positive note, you know. I'm trying to start the year off on a happy tune. I don't want to start with sadness, you know. So Mar presumably means Mr. And the reason why it's Mr. is because it's the most important of all the months. Why is it the most important of all the months? Actually, because Cheshvan determines the entire year. Because depending on whether Cheshvan is Malay or Chaser, 30 days or 29 days, it sets the calendar for the whole year. We know certain months are always Chaser, certain months are always Malay. Cheshvan is a wild card, which means that depending on whether Cheshvan is Malay or Chaser, it will determine the fate of the entire year. So the whole year rides on the shoulders of Cheshvan. Therefore, every other month is just, you know, it's Adar. You know, Adar, like last name. Like when you're in Yeshiva. Hey Weber, where's your homework, you know? So, but if they want to show you some respect, they call you Mr. Mr. Like you don't want your kids saying to your friend in show, imagine like an eight-year-old, hey David, they don't call you, it's not respectful, Mr. Weber, okay? So,
what about Ov?
What about it?
Also,
Menachem?
Yeah.
I'm not discussing that. Chassam Sofer says it's Av. It's Av, plain Av, no Menachem. In the first part of the month, plain Av. Then the second half of the month, it's, good, they put it on here. They put on the Marbitzei Torah over here. I don't even know how to get it up. Let's see if they know how to spell it. Oh, okay. There's a new message here. You know, I'm worried this is going to become like the first 10 minutes of the show. I'm going to be reading emails. You know, that's not my thing over here, but... One new. Anyone know how to access it? Marbitze Torah. M-A-R-B-E-I-T-Z. Now, I don't know if they spelled it right. I'm not sure if that's how you spell it. It's the right number, but I don't think it's the right spelling. Nope, not the right. Okay, so anyway. So Mr. Cheshvan, because Cheshvan determines the fate of the whole year. That is this assertion of the Sefer Nachla Shiva, one of the Kadmonim. And the Achronim asked two questions on this. Number one, then it should be two words, Mar Cheshvan. If Mar means Mr., then it's two different words. There's no guy. Mr. Adler is two words. It's not M-R-A-D-L-E-R, right? It doesn't become one word. It's two separate words. So why is Mar Cheshvan spelled as one word? Secondly, Cheshvan is not the only wild card month. Kislev is also a wild card. It could also be Malei or Chaser. So if Cheshvan gets Mr. because it determines the fate of the whole year, Kislev should also get a Mr. because it determines the fate of the whole year. Therefore, others want to say that the Pri Chadash wants to say that the Lashon of Mar is
Sets.
No. The Lashon of Mar is rain, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. It says like this, Hein goyim kemar midli. The nations of the world, they're like rain in a basket. Mar midli. And in Cheshvan is Mar Cheshvan. It's always raining in Cheshvan. Even today, if you looked on the weather report, it said sunny, 63 degrees, and it was cloudy, and it was windy, and last night it was raining. Why? Because it's Cheshvan. It rains in Cheshvan. And when there's going to be a big storm, and the whole world is going to be full of rain, what month do you think it's going to be in? Let's say there'd be something called, what is it called again, when there's a flood, a deluge, a Mabul. What month do you think the Mabul will be in? It's going to be in Cheshvan. Because Mar Cheshvan, Mar Midli is a Lashon of rain. That is what the Pri Chadash says. Others suggest, the Kemach Soiles, some say, you know why it's called Mar? What does Mar mean?
I guess it
means bitter. Okay? So why is it bitter? Because there's no Yom Tov. Last month we had Rosh Hashanah, we had Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and there are no Yomim Tovim this month. That's the assertion of the Kemach Soiles. However, the Achronim ask on that it's not totally not true. If you look in Megillas Tainis, which is a collection of Yomim Tovim that were abolished. There are a number of Yomim Tovim in Cheshvan due to certain miraculous events that happen, but we don't observe them anymore because of certain historical factors, which then means that we know that it was called Mar Cheshvan even at a time that these Yomim Tovim were celebrated. Megillas Tainis is a record of many, many ancient Yomim Tovim. And yet it was still called Mar Cheshvan. So it can't be a language of bitter because it was still called Mar Cheshvan when Yomim Tovim were celebrated. So that's one of the things we would like to discuss tonight. I had a lot of topics to possibly talk about. I really wanted to talk about the following topic. You ready? Noach's wife. What's her name? What's her name in this week's parsha?
Mrs. Noach.
Yeah, Mrs. Noach. She has no name in this parsha. No name is given. Shkoyach Rebetzin Noach. Right? I want to talk about Rebetzin Noach, but I couldn't resist. It's Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan tonight. We got to talk about Cheshvan, okay? So that's what we want to discuss. Where does this name Mar Cheshvan come from? Why is it given this distinction, Mr. Cheshvan? Okay. Let's start with Sefer Melachim. Let's talk about when Shlomo HaMelech completed the building of the first Beis HaMikdash. Uvashana ha'achas esre... Vashana achas esre b'yerach bol, in the month of Bull. Hu achodesh hashemini, that's the eighth month. Kala haba yizchol dvarav al chomesh batav vayivnei hu sheva shanim. The Beis HaMikdash was complete in the eighth month. We are now in the eighth month. What does the Navi call the eighth month? Not Cheshvan, not Mar Cheshvan, not Mar Cheshvan. They call it Bull. It's the month of Bull. What does that mean? Why is Iyar called the month of Bull? Says the Yalkut Shemini.
Not
Iyar. Cheshvan. Cheshvan. Thank you. Cheshvan is called Chodesh Bull. Yerach Bull. What does Bull mean? Says the Medrash, B'Yerach Bull. Mahu b'yarach bol b'yarach shaboilelim lebehima mitoich habayis. They are boilel the behima into the house. They bring lasso the animal into the house, or the land becomes wet. Davar acher mahu b'yarach bol b'yarach ma bol. Ma'bul. Just take out the mem, because the ma'bul was 40 days. So the missing mem just indicates the month of the ma'bul. Why not the mem? To emphasize those 40 days. So you say, what do you mean the month of the ma'bul? This is in the times of the building of the first Beis HaMikdash. Hashem already swore there won't be another ma'bul. Okay, but Sha'afal pisha nizhba HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki mei noyach zoisli. Even though Hashem swore he would never bring another ma'bul, afal pikein mem yoim b'chol shana hayo oisam hayamim oisim roishem ba'olam. Those 40 days made an imprint in this world. Even though God swore he won't flood the world, but when you would go outside in the month of Cheshvan, the sky would turn dark and the clouds were thick. And the flood advisory on your phone was beeping, you know? And they were sending out warnings that there's going to be a hurricane, tornado, tsunami. Nothing happened. But the Lashon of the Medrash is, the days made a roishem. It made a roishem. If you look in the Medrash Tanchuma says, it rained for 40 days every year. It poured. Maybe it wasn't a mabul, but the parking lot by here, by the Young Israel, it was the drain was not going down, yeah? And on Oakland Avenue on the corner, you know, there was like, you know, a good 8 inches of rain, you know? And it was water everywhere. There's water, and all those streets, like heading into Peninsula, the corners, you couldn't go drive down those streets. There wasn't a flood, but it rained and rained during those 40 days. So the Lashon of the Yalkut Shemoni is that it made a roishem. The Lashon of the Tanchuma is that it rained. Until when? Until Ad Sha'amad Shloimai Ubana Esbeis HaMikdash. Until Shloimai built the temple. Upasku Oysa Memyam. And then it was a sunny day. Then it's going to be like tomorrow. Tomorrow, 58 degrees and sun, completely sunny. That's only because Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Had he not built the Beis HaMikdash, you'd go out tomorrow during the day, it would look like it looks now. Okay? So the Medrash is saying that it's called Yerach Bul, that Shloimeh completed the Beis HaMikdash in the month of the Mabul. Why is it called the month of the Mabul? Because the Mabul left an imprint in creation that there was a Roishim even for many hundreds of years later. Now you have to know, we're talking hundreds of years. Because, you know, from Avraham, until Avraham was in the year 1948, so the Torah was given 500 years later, and then it took 440 years until they built the first Beis HaMikdash. And the first Beis HaMikdash, it actually took 480 years until they built the first Beis HaMikdash. And then the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410. So we're talking about for 1500 years or more, the month of Cheshvan, it was dark. The Mabul left an imprint in creation. The sky was dark. The clouds were gloomy. You could tell it was the month of the Mabul. That's why it's called Yerach Bul. And when did it stop? When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So we see something very interesting. Okay, how exactly by building the Beis HaMikdash does it affect the weather? You know, usually real estate and weather are two things that usually are unrelated. Let's say you have a question, you want somebody to predict the weather. You wouldn't necessarily ask a guy who's in real estate. Yeah, or a guy who's into temple construction. Now, how did the building of the base, so somehow, the building of the Beis HaMikdash is antithetical to the Mabul. That as long as the Beis HaMikdash was still not built, the Mabul still left an imprint on creation until the great day of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how do we know the Mabul happened in Cheshvan? It's a pasuk in this week's parasha. Look at number 4. Bishnas sheish me'ois shana l'chayei noyach, in the 600 years of Noach life. Bachodesh hasheni, in the second month. Bishiva asar yoyim l'chodesh. What does it mean, the second month? Rebbe Lezer oimer zeh mar Cheshvan. So Rashi says mar Cheshvan. Okay.
One word.
So let's delve into this a little further.
Why is it the second month?
the second month from Tishrei, according to Rebbe Lezer, that the world was created in Tishrei. Now, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo had a son, Rechavam. In the times of Rechavam, the kingdom was split. And somebody led the 10 tribes to build an alternate Beis HaMikdash. What's his name? Yeravam. Yeravam ben Nevat. He put sentries on the road to stop people from being Oilei Regel. In what month did he start his insurrection? Well, let's see. Look at number 6 in Malachim. Vayahal al mizbeach asher aso beveseh bachamisha asar yoim bachoidesh hashmini. That's Cheshvan. Bachoidesh asher bada mili boi. The month he invented in his heart. What does that mean? How do you invent a month in your heart? There's one thing that's not up for invention. I don't think anyone needs patent protection. You can't make up a month. His insurrection began in the 8th month, the month that he invented from his heart. Let's study the word mi, because it's written milvad, but it's read milibai. Let's study the word milibai. Take a look at those letters, milibai. What do you get if you unscramble the letters? Milibai. Mabel. That's right. Says the B'nai Yisachar, the month of the Mabel.
But how can one place be Chodesh Hasheni? Is that from the other now Chodesh Hasheni?
Because it depends if you're counting from Nisan. Because maybe before the Torah was given, you count from Nisan. And after the Torah was given, you count from... I'm sorry, before the Torah was given, you count from Tishrei. Because Bereishis Bar Lekim, Bereishis means Echad B'Tishrei. So until Matan Torah, time began with Tishrei. And then Hashem said, no, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. We're starting now, the clock starts now from Nisan. Not bad for on the spot, right? But I think it might be true. Me? I just made it up. It was the idea Shabbada Milibi. Yeah? Oh no, the B'nai Yisachar says, yeah, a Milibai is Oisiois Mabel. No, the in Tanakh, whenever it says the number of month, it means Nisan, from Nisan. That's everybody agrees. In the Chumash, in the beginning, there's a Machlokes, Reb Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, depending on when the world was created. The reason might be for what I said. It actually is pretty reasonable, okay? But it's a good question, okay? So the B'nai Yisachar says, look at the words Milibai. The words Milibai are Mabel. So one second. When Yeravam made a rebellion against Shlomai, and now people are no longer going to the Beis HaMikdash, so now somehow, why is the Navi invoking the word Mabel? What does the Mabel got to do with this? Somehow, the Mabel completely stopped when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, right? Because the Medrash says for 40 days every year, the Mabel made a Roshem, or it rained until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. But when Yeravam insurrected, then all of a sudden the Mabel returns. So it's almost the Mikdash and the Mabel are antithetical to each other. Somehow, the Mabel indicates a world without a Beis HaMikdash, and the cessation of the Mabel indicates the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Okay? That's what we see so far. The B'nai Yisachar brings a tradition that he heard from Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Rimanov, that all decrees against the Jewish people from the government have traditionally been decreed in the month of Cheshvan. Nothing to do with any mayoral election, okay? All decrees against the Jewish people have traditionally always been decreed in the month of Cheshvan. Why? Because since the first national great tragedy is the insurrection of Yeravam ben Nevat, and he started up with the Malchus, the Jewish government in the month of Cheshvan, whenever we have problems from the government, it will always be in Chodesh Bul, the month of Bul. Month of Bul is the month of the Mabel. So basically, what we've just observed so far, and what we're going to learn tonight may be nothing more than just an observation, and what the explanation is, we might have to leave up to your imagination, but the observation is that when Hashem swore there wouldn't be another Mabel, yes, there won't be another Mabel, But that time of the year was forever imprinted with the catastrophe of the Mabul. It made a Roi Shem in creation. It rained until when? Until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. And then, did it ever come back? It seems that certain forces of the Mabul returned when Yeravam ben Nevat insurrected. Fine. What's the explanation for that? How do we understand that? Why is that the case? And what about in our time? You know, Rav Moshe Shapiro in Sefer Mimamakim brings the following illustrative idea that the Navi always describes the nations of the world as a torrent of water. For example, in Shir HaShirim, we have Mahim Rabim Lo Yuchlu Lechabo Isesohava. Great waters cannot extinguish our love. Who are the great waters? The nations of the world. Or what are we in now? We're now in the fourth Galus. Take the letters. What does Galus mean? Exile. Who decided it means exile? What's the root of the word Galus? Gal. What is a gal? It's a wave. So what is Galus? Galus is we're in the Mabul. We're in the ocean. Where is it? The Galus. The Galus is the force of water of the nations of the world in a world without a Beis HaMikdash. Where the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hoy hamoin amim rabim, kahamois yamim yehamoyon. Alas, the multitude of many nations, like the roar of the sea. Or let's take a look at the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchot Teshuvah, take a look at number 10. The Rambam says, Adam sha'avaynoisav merubin al zechuyoisav, miyad hu meis berishai. A guy, a person whose sins are more than their merits, they die immediately in their wickedness. Do you get a 5-minute warning? No, no warning. Immediately, the Rambam says. Shenemar, aroy v'avonech. What about a country? V'chein medina, shavonesem, merubin, miyad hi yoyvedes. You have a country that's mostly guilty, it's destroyed immediately. Shenemar, zaka, sedoim, v'amoyin, or kiraba. Whatever happens, sedoim, is just reflective of what happens to a location that has majority sin. V'chein kol ha'olam kulay, the whole world. Im hayu avinoseim merubim mizchuyoseim miyarim nishchasin. If the world would be mostly sin, it would be destroyed immediately. How do I know? Like it says, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ro'as ha'adam. God saw by the deluge, by the flood. So Rav Moshe Shapiro asked, what do you mean God saw by the flood? But God swore that there would never be a flood again. So how could the Rambam learn out from the flood that if the whole world is majority sin, that they're going to be destroyed right away? But God swore that would never happen again. Yeah, but apparently, even though Hashem swore there won't be another flood that will destroy the world, but the forces of the Mabul are still intact. How they present themselves, how they come and materialize, that might be limited based on God's oath, but there is an idea that the force of the flood is still in effect. Okay, so we have a very interesting observation. The Mabul, God swore there'd never be a Mabul. But every year in this month, in the Chodesh of Cheshvan, it's Chodesh Bul, it left an imprint in this month, it rains in this month, until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, and then Yeravam ben Nevat came in the month of Bul, and somehow reinstated it. Here's another amazing observation. Take a look at number 11. Gemara and Sukkah. Itmar. Bisha Shekara David Shitin. When David began digging the pipes under the Mizbeach, you know, we just had the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Remember that? Remember, it wasn't so long ago. Remember, we went out, we sat in huts, and we ate meals outside. We sang, and we spoke about the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Well, where do you pour the Nisach HaMayim? In Shitin. Shitin, yeah? Actually, some say the word Bereshis refers to the Shitin, Bara Shis, that Hashem created the underground pipes under the Mizbeach. We would pour the water and the wine, and the water would go into pipes that would go into the abyss. So the Gemara says, when David began digging these Shitin, Kafa Tehoima, the deep waters began to float. That's why I told you many times, don't dig in your backyard before you report. You never know. It's not just because there might be wires, because you might hit the tahaim. You might hit the underground waters. And if you hit the underground waters, not just Cedarhurst, not just the 510, the whole world would flood. You have to be very careful when you dig in your backyard. So when David began to dig the shittin on the Mizbeach, the deep waters began to rise. Uboi lemishtafa alma. It threatened to flood the world. Amar David, David said, does anybody know how to write the name of Hashem on earthenware? And we're going to throw it in the deep waters, and that's what they did, and the world, the waters abated. So what do we see from here? The exact same phenomenon that we've been saying this whole evening. That somehow, when it comes time to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Mabul threatens to destroy the world. And David had to put the Mabul to rest. So somehow, the Beis HaMikdash and the Mabul are the two antithetical forces in this world. That until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Mabul every year in Cheshvan. It made some kind of imprint. When David digs the Beis HaMikdash, the Mabul is coming to threaten the world. So apparently, there seems to be two extreme states of existence in this world. You can have a world with the Beis HaMikdash, like Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden. If you remember, when Adam was in Gan Eden, the Shekhinah dwelled in Gan Eden, like it dwelled in the Beis HaMikdash. But when he was thrown out of the Beis HaMikdash, they're Kruvim. What were those Kruvim doing there? So we learned, what they told you in kindergarten, is that there were destructive angels waving a sword to make sure that Adam would never return. But the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel says, no, these are the Kruvim of the Beis HaMikdash, where Adam was chased out of. Adam was originally in Gan Eden Mikedem, which was a Makom HaMikdash. But now he's thrown out. And the world descended so far that now there's a flood. The state of flood is the state antithetical to a world with the Beis HaMikdash. Until Shlomo HaMelech comes along and he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and now the flood is completely obliterated. Even the month of Cheshvan are sunny skies. When David builds the Beis HaMikdash, the flood is trying to prevent it. Those are the two forces in this world. Now, there's another amazing clue over here, and this is the most amazing clue of all. Let's talk about the Mishkan. The Mishkan was completed in what month? Anybody know? Who remembers? The Mishkan was actually, Moshe finished building the Mishkan, very good. Chafei Kislev. Chafei Kislev, Chanukah. So really, we should have inaugurated the Mishkan on Chanukah. But Moshe Rabbeinu waited. What did he wait for? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the month that Yitzchak Avinu was born. So Kislev was Baroigas. Kislev was like, well, I don't understand. You finished on me, you should inaugurate on me. So Hashem said, no, don't worry. I'll pay you back. What? Chanukah. Because even though the Chanukah is not the inauguration originally of the second Beis HaMikdash, but the original inauguration was not really effective because we were still slaves. Akati avdei Achashverosh Hanan. Not until the victory of the Chashmonaim was the second Beis HaMikdash really fully inaugurated. So Hashem paid back his slave in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now let's talk about the first Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech completes the Beis HaMikdash in what month? Cheshvan. Wow, very good. Where did we learn that? We learned that tonight. Number two, Uvashana ha'achas esrei b'yerach bul hu'achodesh hashmini kala habayis. The Beis HaMikdash was completed in the month of Bul. And when did they inaugurate it? Did you ever hear of an inauguration in Cheshvan? No. Never heard of such a thing. When did Shlomo HaMelech inaugurate it? Shlomo HaMelech was waiting and waiting and waiting, and he did not inaugurate it. And everyone was murmuring, you know why he didn't inaugurate it? God did not accept his efforts. God is not going to dwell in Shlomo's handiwork. After all, he's the son of Bathsheba, and everybody knows what happened over there. So they started challenging Shlomo until Hashem's cheshbon was, let's wait until the month of Tishrei, the month of the birth of a sanei olam of Avraham Avinu. So who complained? Cheshvan complained. Says the Medrash, don't worry, Cheshvan, I'll pay you back. But the Medrash doesn't really explain how Hashem's going to pay him back. The Medrash says like this. When Kislev complained, Mashilem Leakash Baruch, look at the end of number 12. Chanukas Chashmonoi. V'chein Mar Cheshvan, just like God paid back Kislev. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalem Lai, God is destined to pay back Cheshvan. How? There you go. You got the title of the shir. The Bnei Yisachar says what the Medrash means, and by the way, Rav Moshe Shapiro also says what the Medrash means is the third Beis HaMikdash is destined to be rebuilt in Chodesh Cheshvan. Why? Because this is the month that Yeravam ben Nevat challenged David's authority, so it has to be in the same month that David's authority was challenged, the third Beis HaMikdash will be built. Since it's the month of the Mabul, and the Mabul is the antithesis of the Beis HaMikdash, it's also the month of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So Cheshvan is actually the month of destiny of the Jewish people. I think, and I would humbly assert, that of all the months of the year, Cheshvan should be the most prestigious of all the months. If you're going to give anyone a title, I would give it to Cheshvan. It's a good thing Chazal gave it a title. It's called Mar Cheshvan. So on the one hand, what?
It's not sad.
It's bitter. On the one hand, it's bitter. Because Yeravam rebelled. And it's a rainy month. It's the month of the Mabul. And all problems that come to Jewish people have traditionally all come in Cheshvan. And whenever there are decrees against the Jewish people from the government, it's always in Cheshvan. Because Yeravam set the seeds. And I would say it's not Yeravam, it's in the month. It's Chodesh Bul. It's the Chodesh that's, on the one hand, Mar Cheshvan. It's the antithesis of the Beis HaMikdash. It's so to speak, the state of the world of chaos, of disaster, of destruction. Mabul. And that continued even after Hashem swore not to destroy the world until Shlomo built it, and then Yeravam insurrected in Chodesh HaShabbadah Milibai, and then David tried to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Mabul threatened again. But ultimately, the Mabul will fully come to rest in the same month. So this month is the month of that is dedicated to the future not building, but the future inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibaneh V'Yischanech B'mher V'Yameinu. And it's very interesting, Rav Moshe Shapiro writes, look at number 14, V'oid Chazoin L'moyed. We look forward in the future. U'muvtachim anu me'ita Yisbarach. We are promised by Hashem. Sheba oisoi chodesh gufa sheheichel ha'kilkol. In this month itself, that the corruption began, Yesukan ha'olam, the world will be corrected. And now Rav Moshe Shapiro, and therefore it's the Hashem will pay back Mar Cheshvan, that it will be the month of the inauguration. Now he tries to explain why is the Mabul the antithesis of the Beis HaMikdash and vice versa. And it's an idea that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to take what we call the chomer of the world, the raw material of the world, the unfulfilled resources of the world, and give it purpose, and give it surah, and give it meaning, which is what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is. But I'm here more to make that observation. That's an obvious and clear observation, that the month of the Mabul always is diminished when the Beis HaMikdash is built, in times of Shlomo, and ultimately La'asa Lavai. And every time the Beis HaMikdash crops up, it's being threatened by those who try to access the force of the Mabul, whether it's Yeravam ben Nevat or in the times of David HaMelech. Now I want to try something a little bit innovative. now we're going to try something a little innovative.
First time.
You know, so over the last couple of years, we connected the parsha to the time of the year. We connected the beginning and the end of the parsha. Now we're connecting the parsha to the previous parsha. I'm just throwing out an idea. I don't have any proof for this idea, but it has to be true. But I never saw anybody discuss this. And it's such an obvious such an obvious idea. Someone even, I'll tell you, came over to me, I don't even remember where, somebody asked me if there is such a principle. There's got to be. You ready for this principle? You're going to instinctively say of, what? You're going to instinctively say, you know, with all these disclaimers, you know, you're going to instinctively say it has to be true. So, does the parsha have a theme? Does the parsha have a theme? I want to know from beginning to end, right? I know, what's in Noach? The flood. Yeah, really? That's the whole parsha? The whole parsha is the flood? No. Then they come out, and they, and then they build the, they plant, and then Noach is harmed, and then 70 nations come, and then they build the tower. So, is the flood the theme of Noach? Is there one, could you go to a parsha and say, the theme of the parsha is this? Or we'll go to parsha Shlach. The theme of Shlach is what? The Meraglim? Oh, so we're going to, the theme automatically is started by Shlishi, and we're going to ignore the end of the parsha. What about Nesachayayin? What about Chala? What about Tzitzis? So what's the theme of the parsha? Or is there one? I'm not saying, it does, I never saw anywhere that, so let's assume at least that there's a connection between the stories and of the parsha. That we for sure could. There's even, that I know there's a sefer on. I found it recently, Smuchim La'ad. I want to know, I think based on what we learned, we could understand the connection between the Mabul and the Dar HaFlaga as follows. All we know that the Dar HaFlaga did is they said, Hava Nivnu Lanu Ir, let's build a city. Migdal V'roi Shai B'Hashamayimah. We're going to build a city and a tower. Okay, very nice. So Rashi says, yeah, they were trying to hold up the sky so that God wouldn't destroy the world with a Mabul. Because, you know, the sky is going to fall down if there aren't pillars. Right? Like, this thing holds up the whole shul. Yeah? I remember once when I was living in Queens, towards the end of my stay over there, the apartment could not hold up, could not contain us anymore. And every day the ceiling got lower and lower and lower. So I had to bring the guys in. I had to bring in the super. And he took, I don't know what he took. He took a wooden beam with a crank, and in my room, I had two of these things standing in my room holding up the ceiling. It's, yeah, we were calm, you know? And we were only the second floor, and there were like six floors on top. So that's what the Dar HaMabul, Dar HaFlaga was doing. They were holding up the sky. But the Nachlas Yaakov that was written by the author of the Nesivos HaMishpat, Rabbi Yaakov Lorberbaum, quotes the Alshech, and he says that everything in this world has a counterbalance. Whatever there exists for Kedusha, there exists for Tuma. So if in the realm of Kedusha you have a city, namely Yerushalayim, and you have a place, namely the Beis HaMikdash, then Tuma has the ability to make a counter city called Bavel, and a counter makam called the Migdal. So the ear is keneged Yerushalayim, and the Migdal is keneged the Beis HaMikdash. And the Nachas Yaakov uses this principle throughout Tanakh. So for example, when in Megillas Esther, when Haman collects shkolim to destroy the Jewish people, and Hashem said, nah, we already preempted you, we already collected our own shkolim, as if somehow Haman was gaining power by collecting shkolim. What kind of power is he collecting? The answer is, if we could generate kedusha through giving money to tzedakah, then Haman could generate counter tumah by collecting money for his purposes. Okay, that's a general principle, that whatever force you could generate in kedusha, you could generate a counter force in tumah. So if we have today a city of Yerushalayim and a makam hamikdash, I'm not going to say what city on the west coast corresponds to that. But, you know, you could use your imagination. What the counter Yerushalayim is and the counter Makom is. Okay. So just, it hit me. That means the end of the parsha, you have this movement to build a, you know, back in the day you had the Pope and the anti-Pope, so you have now an anti-Yerushalayim, an anti-Mikdash. In the aftermath of the Mabul, now they're trying to build the Makom and the tower, which which is antithetical to the Beis HaMikdash. How does that follow? What is the connection between that movement and the aftermath of the Mabul? But if you understand, the Mabul is the antithesis to the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Mabul finished, that means the force of Mikdash in the world was dominant. They have no alternative now. So now they're coming to build their counter Makkim to, so to speak, counteract the Beis HaMikdash. So if I were to ask you then, what moment in time would you say was ripe for a symbolic act of building a Beis HaMikdash and a symbolic act of coronating the Mashiach? It's got to be in the aftermath of the Mabul. In other words, when the Mabul is over and we're finished with the Mabul, we're, so to speak, this is a ripe time to give fruition to the Malchus Shamayim. Very interesting and amazing. It says that, you know, that Noach sent out the Yoina, and it says, V'lo yasva shuv elav oid. The Yoina did not return. Okay, where did he go? Where did the Yoina go? Anybody have him? Where did this dove go? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Lo yada barnash la'an azlas. Nobody knows where he went. V'hi tavas la'asra. It went back to its place. V'is genizas b'pischada. It hid itself in its opening. V'ihi titol atara b'pumaha. It took... Now, what month was this? I don't know if it was Mamish at the end of the Mabul, but it took a crown in its mouth. And it put it on the head of the Melech HaMashiach. That this Yoina went and took a crown, and he put the crown and coronated Mashiach, which is a very interesting time to coronate Mashiach in the aftermath of the Mabul. But based on what we're learning, there seems to be these two forces in the world. You have the force of Mikdash in the world, and that force was, so to speak, destroyed in the times of the Mabul. In the aftermath of the Mabul, this force, so to speak, is initiated. The Yoina comes and takes the crown and puts it on the Melech HaMashiach, but still the force of Mabul still makes a roshim in the world every year in Chodesh Cheshvan for 40 days, and it continued in time until Shlomo HaMelech, when David tried to build the Beis HaMikdash, so to speak, the Mabul threatened again, and then Shlomo put an end to it, but then Yeravam ben Nevat, so to speak, reawakened the force of the Mabul in the world that will exist until the end of time. Like the Rambam says, whenever the world reaches a level that it's mostly sinful, the force of Mabul is still present, but in this very month, in the month of Bul, the month of the Mabul, the month of Cheshvan, this is a month that Hashem said, I'll pay you back. This is a month dedicated for the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash. And we're suggesting that the prestige of Cheshvan, why it's called Mar, is that there's a dichotomy in Cheshvan. On the one hand, it's the month of the Mabul, and on the other hand, it's the month that will finally vanquish the forces of the Mabul and will be the time of the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash. Thank you everyone for listening. Have a great evening. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.